Exodus 4:27, I think, is where we are. Is that correct? Exodus 4:27. We'elei Shemot, 4:27. We're moving right along in this book. Roger, how are you doing on your transcribing?
I'm working close to chapter 11.
Really? You're moving along then. All right.
You know, I've learned a lesson. I got to change ink because it's bleeding through the paper.
Oh, yeah. Well, I use pencil.
Yeah.
I use pencil. That way I can erase it.
Mm-hmm.
You can erase pencil. And I do. 4:27. Wayomer. Hadabar. El. Aharon. Lek. Likroth. Moshe. Ha. Mid. Bara. Wayelek. Wayish. Fagishu. Bahar. Hi Elohim. Wayishak. That's the end of it, I think. And he said and kept on saying Jehovah. That word, Hadabar, the word, the name. Unto Aaron. What does Aaron mean? Know what Aaron means? Light. All right, light. The modern name for Aaron today would be Frank. The Greek word for it is photios. Comes from the root phos. Aaron. Go. Let go. To encounter, to meet Moses. Moses means? All right, to draw out or to rescue. In the wilderness. Ha midbara. What does the word wilderness mean? Wilderness. Wilderness. What does it mean? You remember? Sometimes it means pestilence. Sometimes it means absolutely destitute. A land that is destitute of supporting life. All right. Sometimes it means out in the prairie, out in the desert. Okay. And he walked. And he walked and kept on walking. And he kept on meeting in the mountain. All right. Bihar. Bi means in, and har means mountain. The Elohim, the mountain of God. And he kept on kissing him. Wayishak. Wayishak. Look at that. What's the root of that word? Wayishak. What name comes from that word? What name comes from this word? What? Yitzchak. Isaac. Isaac. All right. He kept on kissing him. Kissing him. Yitzchak is the root of that word. Of course, it's on page 670 and 730 in Toler and Baumgartner. 428 now. Wayaged Moshe Li Aharon Et Kol Devre Hadabar Asher Shiloshah. No, I said that wrong. Shilachau. Shilachau. It's got a more of a throat sound to it. Shilachau. Weat. Kal. Ha'atot. Ashi. Asher, I should say. Tisiwahu. Siwahu. And kept on telling Moses to Aaron all of the story, the word, the story of Jehovah. What is the root of Jehovah? What is the root word for Jehovah?
It shall become Hayah.
Hayah, that means to become. All right. So the name Jehovah means he who shall become. which he had sent him. Third person master singular, cal perfect. The sub is third person masculine singular. Suffix. And all the miracles and the signs which he had commanded him. Look at that word PL stem. He had commanded him. 429 now. 429. Wayelech. Moshe. Weharon. Why? Yahashu. Eth. Call. Signe. Bene Yisrael. And he kept on walking, Moses and Aaron, and they kept on gathering all of the elders, the Zikne, the elders, the family heads, sons of Israel. They kept on gathering all of the family heads of the sons of Israel, all of the Zokar. All right? That's a geriatric, is the Greek root term for that, geria. We get a word geriatric from that, which means old people. I'm one of them. Know all about that. Wayadabur. Aharon. Et. Kol. Ha debarim. Asher. Deber. Ha debar. El Moshe. Wayaas. Ha'atot. Le'ene Ha'am. And he spoke and kept on speaking, Aaron, all of the speech of the story, all the words which he had spoken, Jehovah, unto Moses. And he did perform the signs before the eyes of the people. He performed the signs, the miracles, before the eyes of the people. These are wonders now. These miracles are wonders.
At this point, Aaron now has the staff.
Yes.
Moses did it first with the staff.
Yes. And then he passed the staff on to Aaron. And it's called Aaron's rod later on, because Aaron did the miracles. But really, whose rod was it? Whose rod was it? What? God's rod. God gave it. He gave it to Adam, and then they passed it all the way down, according to Hebrew tradition in the book of Jasher. Yes.
Is there anything in Jasher about what the signs and miracles were that he showed the elders?
The same thing that God told Moses. First of all, he put the rod down on the ground, and what did it become? Okay. All right. Originally, it became a serpent, but then when they went before the face of in the house of Pharaoh, it became a leviathan, a great sea serpent or dragon. Okay? And I think they were probably surprised. Maybe God pulled a trick on them. I think God's got a sense of humor sometimes. All right? Wayamen Ha'am Wayish Miu Ki Fakat Hadavar Et Bene Yisrael Wiki Ra'a Et Hanayam, Wayikidu, Wayishtak Awu. And they kept on believing, the people. And they heard and obeyed. Look at that word. See the root of that? Shema. Shema. That's where we get the word Simeon. That's where we get the word Simon. All right? Page 1033 and 1570 in the two different lexicons. And they heard and they obeyed that he had visited Jehovah, the sons of Israel, God, Jehovah, had visited them. Jehovah. Now, later on, Jehovah would visit Israel again, wouldn't he? In his own person. John 1:14. Okay? He had visited Jehovah, sons of Israel. And that he had seen the affliction, the torture, the misery. And they bowed down, they kept on bowing down, and they prostrated themselves. 5:1, 5th chapter, verse 1. Bo, Moshe, Weharon, Wayomaru, El Paro, Ko Amar, Hadavar, Elohi, Yisrael, Shalah, Et, Ami, Wea Chagu. Le Ba Midbar. And following after is what it literally says, and following after. Things following after. And afterwards. They had come in, Moses and Aaron, and they kept on saying unto Pharaoh, in this manner, or like this, he has said, Jehovah, Elohi, Jehovah there. And then Elohi, and what kind of a, that's in the possessive case, isn't it? Elohi, our God, or the God of us. Jehovah, the God of us, of Israel. Shoot away, is what it literally says. Shoot away. Forcefully shoot away. My people, Wayak Shagu, that they may hold a feast to me in the desert. In the desert. Joshua, the book of Joshua. Now, you might say here, how did Moses and Aaron get an audience with Pharaoh? How'd that happen? They were in the land. There was a death sentence on Moses, wasn't there? At one time. Well, he and all those people are dead. According to the book of Jasher, they killed somebody else and they thought it was Moses. Alright. Let's go back 79:19-26 and let's see what it says. And Moses and Aaron came to Egypt to the community of the children of Israel, and they spoke to them all the words of the Lord. And the people rejoiced in exceeding great rejoicing. And Moses and Aaron rose up early the next day, and they went to the house of Pharaoh, and they took in their hands the staff belonging to God. And they came to the king's gate, and two young lions were confined there with iron instruments. They had like chains around their necks. Okay? And no person went out or came from before them, unless those whom the king ordered to come. And the conjurers, the magicians, came and withdrew the lions by their incantations, and this brought them to the king. All right? This brought them to the king. These lions are very powerful guard dogs. They're guard lions, aren't they? A lot of people have dogs in their yard, very vicious dogs. And some of them are on chains and some of them are not. Okay? Now, how many of you have ever seen the old court building in Bakersfield? Now, no one's here old enough to know that except for me, I don't think. But at the old courthouse in Bakersfield, there were two lions right out in front of the doors. And they were stone lions. And they sat there. And in ancient times, the king's palaces were guarded with lions. and they had chains on those lions. Remember MGM, the picture? You know, they used to have that lion. They had about 6 or 7 lions that would roar. One of them would roar different than the other one. You could tell which one it was by finding out how it roared. The lions were guarding Pharaoh's palace. And Moses hurried and lifted up the stick upon the lions. And he loosed them. And Moses and Aaron came into the king's house. In other words, he turned them loose. Not only turned them loose, but he tamed them. That's quite a miracle there. And the lions also came in with them in joy. And they followed them and rejoiced as a dog rejoices over its master when it comes in from the field. Can you just see that now? And Pharaoh, when he saw this saying, he was astonished at it. And he was greatly terrified at report, for their appearance was like the appearance of the children of God. Appearance was like the children of God. And Pharaoh said to Moses, "What do you require?" And they answered him, saying, "The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent us to you to say, send forth my people that they may serve me." And when Aaron heard their words, he was greatly terrified before them. And he said to them, "Go today and come back to me tomorrow." And they did according to the word of the king. Now here's the old Balaam now. This is according to the book of Jasher. And when they had gone, Pharaoh sent for Balaam the magician, and to Jannes and Jambres. Now we know that this is quoted in 2 Timothy 3:8. Okay? His sons and all the magicians and the conjurers and the counselors, which belonged to the king, and they all came and sat before the king. And the king told them all the words which Moses and his brother Aaron had spoken to them. And the magician said to the king, "But how came the men to you? On account of the lions which were confined at the gate?" And the king said, "Because they lifted up their rod against the lions and loosed them, and came to me, and the lions also rejoiced at them like a dog rejoices to meet its master." And Balaam, the son of Beor, the magician, answered the king, saying, "These are none else than magicians like us. They're just magicians just like us. Now therefore send for them and let them come, and we will try them." And the king did so. And in the morning Pharaoh sent for Moses and Aaron to come before the king, and they took the rod of God. It always is called the rod belonging to God. And came the king and spoke to him, "And thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, send my people that they may serve me." All right. Now let's go back to the book of Elay Shemot, the book of Exodus. All right. "Send away my people that they may hold a feast or a slaughter to me in the wilderness." 5 and verse 2 now. Wayomer, Paro, Mi, Hadavar, Asher, Ishma, Bikalo, Lishala, Et, Yisrael, Lo, Yaditi, Et, Hadavar, Wigam, Et, Yisrael, Lo, Ashaliah. And he said, "Pharaoh." And he kept on saying, "Pharaoh, who Jehovah? Meh, who Jehovah? What is Jehovah? Who is Jehovah? What is Jehovah?" That's what that little word meh there means. All right. Who is or what is Jehovah? "Who I should keep on listening and obeying, in whose voice to send away Israel. Not, I do know." No, actually, what he says here literally is, "Not I have known Jehovah, and also Israel, not I shall send away." Not I shall keep on sending them away. And that's in PL stem, and it's in perfect tense too. 5 and verse 3. "Wayomaru Elohi Ha Ivrim Nikra Elenu Nilaka Na Berek Shiloshef Yamim Ba Midbar. We Niz Biha Lidavar Elohinu Pan Yefe Geinu Vadaber O Bisharet. And they kept on saying, God, belonging to the Hebrews, He has met. He has met, He has encountered upon us. Let us walk, please. Nah, that means please there. A journey on a roadway, 3 days. Shiloshet, 3 yamim, days. In the wilderness, in the desert, and allow us to slaughter to Jehovah, our God, or the God of us, lest He meet us with pestilence than with sword. All right? Who has the Amplified Bible? Who has the Amplified Bible? Cindy, do you have the Amplified Bible? Would you come up here and read to us and rehearse this back to us? By the way, this last verse, there are several various readings to this. All right. Let's go from 27 to 5:3, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. And you bought your new Amplified Bible, didn't you?
Yeah, my phone doesn't always work.
All right. The old printed page still works, doesn't it?
The Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went, and he met him in the mountain of God, Horeb, or Sinai, and kissed him. Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord with which he had sent him, and all the signs with which he had charged him. Moses and Aaron went and gathered together in Egypt all the elders of the Israelites. Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken to Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the Israelites, and that He had looked in compassion upon their affliction, they bowed their heads in worship. Afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. But Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey His voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. And they said, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go, we pray. We pray you, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest He will fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword.
All right. Now, God had told Aaron to tell these people what was going to happen. You know that He rehearsed before them all of the miracles that He was going to perform, all 10 of them. And these miracles basically were a contest between the gods of Egypt and the God of heaven. Because they had a God of ever over the river God, the frog gods, that was fertility. Now, all of these, the lice, the flies, the elves above, the fly god, the one that controlled the flies, all of these things. All right, 5 and first 4. Wayomer, Alehem, Melech, Mitzrayim, Lama, Moshe, We Aharon, Frinne, Tafiri, that's what I was, Tafiri, Et, Ha'am, Mem Ma'asa, Liku, Li Siv La Tikem. And he kept on saying unto them, the king of Egypt, Melech, the king of Egypt, that's Pharaoh. Do you know that one time Joseph was the king of Egypt? Joseph was actually the king of Egypt. He did all of the things. Pharaoh was Pharaoh, but Joseph was king. Joseph fought all the battles of Pharaoh. He was a military leader. He was everything. Then he says, to why, Moses and Aaron, ye disturb? All right, why do you keep on disturbing? Why do you keep on making unruly the people from their work? Why are you complicating matters here? Everybody was doing just fine until you guys came along. Leave us alone. And you disturb the people from their work. And you go. You go to your burdens. All right? Go back to your burdens. 5 and 5. Wyomer. Paro. Ham, Rabim, Atah, Am, Haaretz, We Hish Batem, Otam, Mis Siv Latam. And he kept on saying, Pharaoh, behold, many now, people, the land, and you make to cease or to destroy them or remove them from their burdens. You're trying to remove them from their burdens. 5 and verse 6. Wayitsa Pero Bayom Hahu Et Hana Gesim Baam Weet Shotera Lemor. And he intensely commanded Pharaoh in the day that the taskmasters, the foremen, the overseers, to press and exact, to pressure. To put pressure among the peoples and their overseers, saying, Five and verse 7. Lo, so, fun, latet, tevan, laam. Livon ha libe venim kitmol shilosham him yeleku wagashishu lahem levan. Not, little adverb negation there, not ye shall add again. Look at that word there. The root of that word is Joseph. That's what Joseph's name means right there. That's the root of Joseph's name. Not ye shall keep on adding again to give straw to the people. To make bricks. The bricks, like yesterday and the third day, they shall go, and they shall pick up, that literally they shall have picked up for themselves straw, Levan, straw. 5 and verse 8. Weet, Moth, Kanet, Halavi Nim Asher Hem Asem Temo Shilosam Sanimu Alihem Lo Tigreu Memenu Ki Nerpim Hem All Ken, Hem, Sakim, Lamor, Nilaka, Nizbiha, Le'elohinu. I apologize for my lack of concentration here. I'm in a lot of pain. And you know, Roger, what I've been saying. It's waving over me. If I make a mistake, please forgive me. I'm having a diverticulitis attack. And it's not fun. But I'm here. And a fixed measurement, the bricks. A fixed quantity and measurement, the bricks, which they make him yesterday and the third day. You all shall keep on putting upon them, not you shall keep on diminishing from it, because lazy ones. Therefore, literally because upon they, crying, saying, let us walk, let us sacrifice, and let us slaughter to our God, to our Elohim. A long time ago, my step-grandfather, Amadeo Lemuki, when he saw somebody that was a lazy bummer. And that's what Pharaoh is saying here. These people are lazy bummers. They're lazy bums. Lazy bums. And Pharaoh said, that's the only reason why they don't want to work is because they're lazy. 5 and verse 9. Tikvod. Ha. Halavada. All. Ha-anashim, ba-y-asu, we-el, yishu, bi-deveri, shaker. Let become very heavy the slaving, the service, the hard labor upon the men, that they may work in it, that they may keep on working in it, and not they shall trust or regard, not shall she keep on trusting and regarding you. In words, lies and falsehoods. A scheme. You people are schemers. You're con artists. And I'm not going to listen to you, and I don't want the people to listen to you. You people are a bunch of cons. 5 and verse 10. Why yet you Nagasi Haam We Shotera Wayomaru El Haam Lemor Ko Amar Paro Anani Notan Lakem Tevan. And they went out. The ones that put the pressure on them, the pressuring ones, the ones that held the thumbs on the people, and their foremen and taskmasters or overseers. And they kept on speaking unto the people, saying, thus, in this manner, he has said, Pharaoh, not I will give to you straw. I will not give to you straw. Five and verse 11, Atem, Liku, Gihu, Lakem, Tavim, Mi Asher, Timsa, Ki, En, Nigra, Mi Abba Dachem Devar. And you all go. You all walk. Take for yourselves straw from which you may find, you may keep on finding, for naught shall be diminished from your work, from your labor, from your slaving, a single solitary thing. Not a thing. Here's where we have the word devar as a thing, event, or a property of some sort. Now, according to the book of Jasher, the tribe of Levi was never involved in the slavery and the making of bricks. Jasher, the book of Jasher, let me read that to you. Jasher 65. Jasher 65. And verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass after these things that all the counselors of the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and all the elders of Egypt assembled and came before the king and bowed down to the ground. They sat before him. And the counselors and elders of Egypt spoke unto the king, saying, Behold, the people of the children of Israel is greater and mightier than we are. And you know that all the evil which they did to us on the road when we returned from battle. And you have also seen their strong power, for their power is unto them from their fathers. But a few men stood up against a people numerous as the sand, and smote them with the edge of the sword, and they themselves not one has fallen, so that if they had been numerous, they would have utterly destroyed them." All right, it tells how strong they are. And in the book of Jasher, it tells how powerful that all of the 12 sons of Israel were. They were tremendous warriors. And what they're going to do here is that they're going to entice them to work for them, and they're going to say that you're going to come and work for us for a certain wage. And then after they worked, they gave them the wage, and then the next Sunday, the next week, they said, we'll pay you next week. And then finally, they didn't pay them at all. All that they got was their food and their housing. All right. And verse number 29, it says, "And when some of the men of Israel refused to work on account of the wages not being given to them, then the exactors and the servants of Pharaoh oppressed them and smote them with heavy blows, and they made them return by force to labor with their brethren. Thus all the Egyptians did unto the children of Israel all their days. And all the children of Israel were greatly afraid of the Egyptians in this matter. And all the children of Israel resumed and worked alone without pay. And the children of Israel built Pithon and Ramses, and all the children of Israel did the work, some making bricks and some building. And the children of Israel built and fortified all the cities in the land of Egypt and its walls. And the children of Israel were engaged in work for many years until the time came when the Lord remembered them and brought them out of Egypt. But the children of Levi were not employed in the work with their brethren of Israel. For from the beginning unto the day of their going forth from Egypt, for all the children of Levi knew that the Egyptians had spoken all these words with deceit, and the Israelites, therefore the children of Levi, refrained from approaching to work with their brethren." All right? "And the Egyptians did not direct their attention to make the children of Levi work afterward, since they had not been with their brethren at the beginning before the Egyptians left them alone." Now, what were the children of Levi doing? What was Moses and Aaron's occupation? What was their occupation? They were gold and silversmiths. That's not what they were. They were probably building the great golden esophagus and coffins and everything. All right, let's go to 5 and 12 now. 5 and verse 12. Why Yafetz? Ha'am. Mikal, Eretz, Mitzrayim, Legoshesh, Gosh, Lot Tavan. I tried to, as we're studying these verses here, I'm trying to bring everything out of history, out of the Jewish history and out of the book of Jasher that I can bring to you on this subject. I've done a lot of research on it. And so I'm throwing this at you. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you are. And getting some information out of it. You can see a little background from a historical point of view. And he kept on scattering the people in all the land of Egypt to pick up stubble and straw. All these people had to go out all over the land. Before, this was brought to them, but now they're having to go get their own straw. 5 and verse 13. Weha Nagisim Atsim Lemor Kalu Ma'asekem Davar Yom Biyoma Asher Biyot Hatavan. And the pressure men, that's what it's talking about. These are the pressure men. These are the ones that are exerting pressure. You see, this is a masculine plural cow participle. The ones that hold them under pressure. Urging and pressing. Urging and pressing. Saying, complete. Get with it. PL stem, imperative. Get with it. Your work, your quota, your employment. Each day, the quota, that word davar there means the amount they're supposed to do each day during that day. Just as in become, that's a hard word to translate it there, in become the straw. In other words, you're going to have to make your own straw, go get your own straw. And you're going to have to do it, and you're going to have to keep doing it just like you did before you had to go get your own straw. Why Yaku Shotere Bene Yisrael Asher Samu Alehem Nagise Pharaoh Lamor Madua Lo Gilatem Ha Kekem Lil Bone Kitmol Shilosham Gam Timol Gam Hayom. And they kept on being beaten and tortured. Overseers, sons of Israel, whom they had placed over them. And bring taskmasters of Pharaoh, the ones holding under pressure of Pharaoh, saying, why not? Ye have finished and completed your fixed task to make bricks like yesterday and the third day also, yesterday also the day. Cindy, can you please come up and read that for us up to where we are again, number 14? I really appreciate you doing that.
The king of Egypt said to Moses and Aaron, why do you take the people from their jobs? Get to your burdens. Pharaoh said, behold, the people of the land now are many, and you make them rest from their burdens. The very same day, Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their officers, you shall no more give the people straw to make brick. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. But the number of the bricks which they made before you shall still require of them. You shall not diminish it in the least. For they are idle. That is why they cry, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let heavier work be laid upon the men, that they may labor at it and pay no attention to lying words. The taskmasters of the people went out and their officers, and they said to the people, thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go get straw where you can find it, but your work shall not diminish in the least. So the people were scattered through all the land of Egypt to gather the short stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters were urgent, saying, finish your work, your daily quotas, as when there was straw. 14. And the Hebrew foremen knew Pharaoh's taskmaster had set over them, were beaten and were asked, "Why have you not fulfilled all your quota of making bricks yesterday and today as before?"
So the Hebrew taskmasters, there were Hebrew foremen, and they beat them, and the foremen beat the sons of Israel. Their own people beat them because they were beating up the foremen. They were like a trustee in the prison, these foremen were. They were over other men. 5 and verse 16. Taban and Natan Li Avadika Yuli Benim Omerim Lanu Asu Wihane Avadika Makim Wichatat Amika. Straw not is given. Straw not is being given to the servants and to the slaves. And bricks, they saying to us, you make. And behold, your servants, they are struck and they are beaten. And here we have the word to miss the mark. They've missed the mark. They have sinned. Your people. They have missed the mark. Astokio is the Greek equivalent, not hamartia. Okay? Astokio. Alright, they've missed the mark. They have missed the mark. They have sinned. They have come up short. Okay? 5 and verse 17 now. Wayomer. Nirpim. Hatim. Omerim. All ken, atem, amarim, nilaka, nizbicha, lihadavar. And he said, they keep on being lazy. You, they keep on being lazy. Therefore, literally it says in Hebrew, upon this or upon because you saying, let us walk, let us slaughter to Jehovah. You're the problem. Get out of here. 5 and verse 18, we atah,
yes,
liku, ibdu, we tevan, lo, yenaten, lakem. We talkin, li benim, titenu. And now ye walk and do the work of a slave. Do the work of a slave. And straw not shall be given, shall keep on be giving to you. And fixed tally of bricks. Ye shall keep on giving. Ye shall keep on giving. 5 and verse 19. Wayiru. Shotere. Vene. Yisrael. Otam. Bera. Lemor. Lo. Tikriu. Melevenikem. Devar Yom Bayamo. And kept on seeing the overseers, sons of Israel, themselves. In extremity, saying, not, you shall fall short, you shall diminish. Not you shall fall short and diminish from your bricks a quota day in its day. Each day. You shall not be short in your quota of bricks. Every day we will count them and you will have to come up with the same amount of bricks each and every day. Brother Mike, could you do something for me? Could you bring that book, The Sacred Name Bible, to me, please?
I'll take one of the
I don't know. Thank you very much, brother. It doesn't really say. If you go to that land and you see the stones that were cut and the bricks that were laid, now these are bricks, you know, and they're like adobe. And you can go over there and you can see the houses they built and the cities. They built walls around the cities and they did all kinds of stuff. They build these brick walls and they would plaster them just like they did the houses here. The adobe structure that we have in America actually came from there. They brought the ideas here and they taught the Indians here in this country how to do it. They brought it from Spain, and Spain got it from the Ottoman Empire and the Turks and whatever, you know. That's where it all came from. That's where this type of building is came from. What I was going to say about this before getting any further, most of you have passed around and looked at this, the sacred name or the restoration of the original sacred name Bible. This is the best Hebrew translation of the scriptures that I've ever seen. Later on, they wanted to do some reviews on this, and I was one of the people that... can't think of the term right now. I was a expert witness. A what? What? Well, I read this for them. I did proofread it. And I commented on their translations of the different things. And you go into Genesis 1 and 2, and this is one of the only Bible. You go and read Bullinger's Bible, and you read commentaries, and you will see that the word there isn't, and the earth was without form. It wasn't was, it became. This one here puts it, the earth had become. Many, many places in especially where we're going to come to, where the rod becomes a large leviathan or sea serpent or some kind of a dragon. And this one here translates it correctly all the way through. And you can get it, but it's how much, Brother Mike, how much was this on the... $180. Now this thing, when I bought these originally when they came out, I think they were like $2 a piece. And I bought about 100 of these things and gave them away to my church members. But now it is very rare and very precious. There is a cult built around this translation. There's a cult built around it of people that are kind of like Seventh-day Adventists. Yet they're not Seventh-day Adventists, but they're really weird beliefs of these people, but they have a real good translation there of the Hebrew Scriptures. But their theology is not correct. All right. Now, 5 and verse 20. Wayef Gu et Moshe weet Aharon Mitzravim Lekratam Bet Sitam Mieth Pero. And they kept on meeting Moses and Aaron, standing to meet them in their going out from Pharaoh. All right. 5:21. 5 and verse 21. Wayomaru Alahim, Yari, Hadabar, Alakem, Wayishpat, Asher, Hiv Ashtem, Et, Rechenu, Be'ene, Pero, Pharaoh, I should say, Yuvene, Abba, Da, Laleth, Shareth, Bayadam, Lihara Genu. And they kept on saying unto them, may see or may look Jehovah upon you, and judge who ye have made evil or caused to stink, our taste, our scent, in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his slaves, to give a sword unto their hands to kill us. Cindy, you want to come up and read up to where we are again, please? Giving you a lot of exercise. Did you ride your bike here tonight? Nope.
Then the Hebrew foreman came to Pharaoh and cried, "Why do you deal like this with your servants? No straw is given to your servants, yet they say to us, 'Make bricks.' And behold, your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people." But Pharaoh said, "You are idle, lazy, and idle. That is why you say, 'Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord.' Get out now and get to work, for no straw shall be given to you, yet you shall deliver the full quota of bricks." And the Hebrew foreman saw that they were in an evil situation when it was said, "You shall not diminish in the least your full daily quota of bricks." And the foreman met Moses and Aaron, and they were standing in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh. And the foreman said to them, "The Lord look upon you and judge, because you have made this rotten stench to be detested by Pharaoh and his servants, and have put a sword in his hand."
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Well, let's see here. Let's do one more and we'll quit for today. Wayashav Moshe El Hadavar Wayomer Adonai Lama Hariata Laam Haze Lema Ze Shila Cha Tani. And he returned Moses unto Jehovah. And he kept on saying, "Adonai, Lord, Lord of lords, Master Potentate, why you have done an evil thing to the people to this? To why, then, have you sent me? Why have you sent me? Why have you sent me?" Moses is going, and he's all upset. And look now what has happened. 4:27 to 5:22. We'll start on 5:23 next week. Do you, the Lord willing, and I'm still alive, do this terrible disease, isn't it, Brother Ruff? Barely with you tonight. It gets rough sometimes. Well, go out and do something eternal. And I hope that this historical information and the original language is helping you in your study of the book of Exodus. It's so beautiful from the original language. You see all of the little elements of it. Sister Sharon, would you mind coming up here and leading us in prayer, dismissing us in prayer tonight?
Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom that you give us. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit who helps us to know the truth, Lord, and keep the truth and understand what you're trying to tell us. Thank you, Lord, for all the teachers and pastors who come and give their time to teach us, Lord. Thank you for our Bibles and your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.